Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. As your Miami Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight on the Vice Hardwood. Vice Knights. You guys will be able to get that here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert do a tremendous job on the Miami Heat audio experience, as does the great Tommy Tighe. Nothing I love more than the opening monologue of a Miami Heat game with Tommy Tighe. Solano will get you going with pre-heat, and you guys can enjoy that. Vice Knights back tonight. Got that. Cool. Then you got the Knicks on Friday, NBA
are
Cup.
Boots on the ground?
I'm not boots on the ground. I'll be back boots on Monday when they the Knicks are back in town. And then, I mean, I am going to be so boots on the ground on Wednesday. With the way this Warriors.
Oh.
I may be just sitting there with a cup of tea.
You know what? I might join you.
Really?
Yeah, get the Jimmy. Get some Jimmy sound.
I like it.
That way we have something to play Thursday.
Man. I mean, if he plays, you know. So, but the old needs some time off, apparently.
Well, I mean, they're old.
They are old. And apparently, they don't seem to like the young very much on that team. I thought he liked Jonathan Kuminga. Maybe this Pajemski seems like he's annoying people. I was reading some.
Buddy Hield's definitely annoying.
He loves Buddy Hield, though. That's like his sidekick.
Jimmy loves him.
Yeah, Jimmy loves him.
Draymond may not.
He's like, really, that's your best friend? He goes, come on, he's fun, baby. Yeah, great. He's fun. Fun at giving up buckets. Crazy. This is wild. And of course, yesterday the Nico Harrison news heard around the NBA. A lot of people trying to tie Anthony Davis to the Miami Heat. Like, hey, you should go after Anthony Davis. This dude.
Do we really want that?
Too many injuries. Too many. And he makes a boatload of money, and wants an extension this summer too.
He's only 31 or 32.
Dude, he's going to be 33 in March.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Hey, but here's the problem. I would like the Heat to go a majority of the season with most of their players playing all the games. Now, granted, you know, you're going to have some BAM issues. I understood that. Tyler hasn't played this year. I understand that. But I'm not going to sign a guy who, you know, for a fact, when you need him the most, could be hurt and out. And there's no change of scenery that has made that any different.
He also, you know, the thing that's funny about it is, like, if they want to do that trade, you know, I heard people talking about this, and they're like, well, you just got to attach either Wiggins, Norman, or Tyler to the Terry Rozier deal. And I'm like, does anybody want the drama of having the Terry Rozier thing on their books? Because he's not getting paid. It's in an account. Like, I feel like that's a nuke $24 million. I don't think anybody's making a move to just bring that in, because then they have to tie everything that's with it. Like, I don't know. And then, like, let's say there's a possibility the Heat could get their pick back. Like, are the Heat where they want to dish that up? Like, there's too much complexity with that. So then you get to a point, if you can't move the Terry Rozier deal, then you're talking, you got to give up Tyler with either Norman or Wiggins for, yeah, a very, very talented person, but he never plays.
Kentucky ties.
He does have Kentucky ties. He would be in a great fit with Bam.
No.
But he never plays, no. Vlad.
Can I please just say this? That's the kicker. What is a great fit if you ain't playing?
Maybe
I don't understand. Maybe, like, he just, if he's not playing, culture, it ain't a great fit.
He just needs heat culture. Oh, man. I can't wait. We're going to play this clip later this hour of Kevin Garnett. He made Paul Pierce so mad on his show because he suggested getting Ja to Miami. And, like, Paul Pierce, it's funny because Kevin Garnett, you would think he's the more ornery one based on his career with the Celtics. He was just surly, right? But, like, he respects something with the – Paul Pierce and me, samesies. We just hate each other.
Because
he's just like rolling his eyes listening to Kevin Garnett talk about this.
His whole career, this Miami's a big chapter of his basketball career. Whether it's LeBron, the comparison with him and D-Wade. Yeah.
There is no comparison.
He thinks there is.
There's not.
I just said he thinks
there is. Oh, I know he thinks there is, but there's not.
Truth, you know, sometimes the truth is a lie.
Oh, man. The Warriors really getting to know this. This is fun. Vlad, could you imagine if, like, they come off of this road trip and it's just like, ooh, all of a sudden they're staring 3 games under .500?
They can't win on the road. That's the problem. They're good at home. They can't win on the road. And Steph was sick, so they totally rely on Steph.
He really is, like, he is such a shining light where you're just like, Steph, save us. Because, like, the Warriors have done a lot of goofy stuff ever since the Kevin Durant thing. But this guy's just so damn good, and he's just such a lovable delight. It's just like he can make that, and that's why they make the Jimmy trade, right? Like, they were such a train wreck last year. They were desperate right. to do something for Steph.
But that's what I don't want the Heat to do that.
I don't think
that would seem like a desperation move. It'd be like a move saying, hope it works out.
And you guys know me. I love whaling. I do. But there's such an unknown with this team right now, and a good unknown. We got to just kind of feel it out. Like, we don't know what the ceiling of this is. We don't know if this is going to work in the plus. We all of it's just like, hey, let's just feel this out. We'll see what the future holds. Does Tyler fit into this? Does Norman get extended? What do we do? I don't know if the Heat are, like, if they're killing it in the trade deadline and there's another move to make that they think it over top, maybe. But I kind of feel like, as they probably were plotting, like, nah, let's see what this year is. Let's see how far we go. Then we'll figure out our pieces and make our move in the summer. That's kind of how I feel like it's going to go.
It needs to be, any moves that are made need to start with this phrase. Active participant.
And also, you're also coming off such a deal win this summer, right? Like, you just got Norman Powell for peanuts. You're going to be, and the Heat have already, I've already been critical of them being a little too gun shy on some trades because they've been looking for the perfect move.
Well, then why are you so against Anthony? This seems right up your alley.
He's just it's too much
money. You have your limit?
It's too much money, and it's too many injuries. Nah. And he wants more money.
And who you have to give away.
And you have to give away a lot. Yeah, like,
you don't want to give Khalil away, and you probably don't want to give up Nico.
No, why would we say crazy things? I love those guys.
Because those are the guys being sent to Dallas.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, how much do they expect to get? Because they're going to be, like, sitting here. I would imagine Dallas has to turn the Anthony Davis move into something that makes you, now nothing's going to make you stomach the Luka thing, but something that makes it, like, a little, like, what's the weakest antacid that can, like, a little, like, a half a Tums to just make you less sick by this? But nothing's going to work. Did you guys see yesterday Cooper Flagg's mom? I didn't see this one when this was going on during our show. Did you see the mom was retweeting stuff? Like, the fans are ruining. The fans are booing Nico Harrison. He's too much of a distraction. Cooper Flagg and the team doesn't deserve this. And then she's saying this is absolutely affecting the team. This story is crazy how dysfunctional it was over there. Could you imagine if they didn't get Cooper Flagg, though?
I mean, listen. There had to be a wink wink.
There had to be. There's no way that lottery was on the up and up.
Right. Because I had a conversation with my boy yesterday, and he's like, there's no way that Nico, they just made him the scapegoat. And I'm like, is he really the scapegoat? Or is he a guy that, you know, gambled and lost?
There's part of me that thinks the Lakers are so important to the NBA's brand of having the next star because they always end up with the next star, that whatever franchise loses that star to the Lakers gets a wink. You know?
Yeah.
AD goes to the Lakers, they get Zion. Now we got Luka, they get Cooper Flagg with a 0.8% chance.
Is it Adam Silver realized, you know, superstars need to be in L.A.? Because remember, David Stern didn't allow Chris Paul to go to the Lakers. He put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, but also, like, I think David Stern had a little bit more FU to that. Like, and also, and they were at a point where, you remember, that, like, they owned the Hornets at that point. They didn't get bought out by the Saints owner yet, so they were in a little bit of a weird position. So,
or maybe he wanted the Clippers. He wanted the second team in LA to be popular as well.
Yeah, and also they had the big three had just happened, and so like a lot of owners were pissed. Remember they had to change the CBA. You had Dan Gilbert saying collusion, you know. So there was that too, but I don't know, dude. It felt very frozen. Ping pong ball-y when this all went down with the Cooper Flagg thing.
Right.
You know?
Well, because they thought they were saved.
Right. And he's a kid. He's not even just, he's basically should be out of high school.
Pretty much.
You know? And you're sitting here like, oh, this put this kid in this situation. You got street clothes and Kyrie's coming off a torn ACL. Klay Thompson is washed. Not a great recipe there.
Right.
You know, so but that's crazy. And then did you see the other story about the fan? So there was this fan who was in a Luka jersey, a Luka Lakers jersey, Leroy, sitting with the owner the night that it happened, like the game before on Monday. And the guy, the story goes that the kid is a season ticket. His dad's a season ticket holder, so they have season tickets pretty close to the bench.
To the owner.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the kid, who's not a kid, I think he looked like 18, 19, you know, old enough to know better, gives the owner the finger, right? And so the dad tells him, hey, you're banned. You're not going to games anymore. You don't behave like that. You're behaving like a knucklehead. So the kid's like, I'm going to go apologize to the owner. Apparently went up, asked security, and the security allowed him to sit next to the owner and apologize. And in the midst of, while wearing a Luka Lakers jersey, by the way, and in the midst of the apology, the guy apparently was like, you know, I didn't realize what a mistake this was. And that was apparently a catalyst to them just saying, we're done with the Nico Harrison thing.
Dude, this is all BS to me.
Well, because he knew that fan wasn't wrong because he wanted to do that too.
Well, here's my problem. Here's the problem, right? Ain't no way Nico Harrison is just going to do that trade without getting the okay from ownership.
Well, here's how this works. You don't necessarily have to get the okay, but you have to justify doing it. Right? And so you could hear in all the stuff that he was saying, right? That's probably what he was telling the owner, and the owner bought it.
Right, but also, and the owners who want a casino and it's been thinking about, there's been rumors that they might move the team to Vegas, also probably didn't want to have the fact that they're nearly going to have to pay this guy 500, maybe $750 million, because he was going to get
like
the
there's a
right.
Listen,
so that's what I'm saying.
There was a lot to that discussion.
Right, so then the owner can't be now. Oh, I didn't know I made such a big mistake. Get the hell out of here. What are you talking about?
talking about?
You didn't realize Luka Doncic was a big deal?
Like, you didn't know just took you to the finals the year before. If you had a problem with him, if you had a problem with the way he was handling things.
Say it in the offseason.
Say it in the offseason. But it seemed to me they were making moves or they were doing things to make it uncomfortable for him.
Or just deal with his problems. Like, who cares? He got to the finals. Okay, because he likes beer.
Took his hookah and beer away.
You don't take away. You don't take away a Slovenian's beer.
The problem is Vlad, you are right about this part. It's easy for me to sell an unfavorable move when I attach $250 million to it.
Yeah. I mean, he was going to make a lot of money.
When you have that much money that you're talking about, somebody is more inclined to listen to reasons why not to pay that money.
Yeah, well, I bet if he's looking at his accounts now, I bet they ain't as good as they were with Luka there.
Because I'm sorry, if I'm giving a guy $250 million or $500 million because he was there for the Supermax, guess what? He's going to have some say in a lot of things that goes on with the team.
I do love a nefarious ownership.
Especially in basketball.
Especially in basketball.
I do like a nefarious owner relocation, though. Kind of like Major League. You just try and make them so bad that now they got to go to Vegas.
Well, I mean, look. Dude is, I'm trying to figure out what was a worse move. And I know it was. We had this conversation before. But Saquon leaving and going to win a championship. And Luka leaving, and I don't know if he's going to win a championship, but you ain't even close to that.
It's Saquon.
Anymore.
It's Saquon.
I don't know.
It's Saquon. I'll tell you why. It was the vision and the owner. It's like, I hope he doesn't go to the Eagles.
That was really bad. I can't believe
that
guy.
The owner's like even telling him.
How did that guy keep his job?
Go to the Eagles.
How did Joe Shane keep his job? I don't understand that.
Classic case of
how's that not fired on site?
One of us got to go. Yeah, it's going to be you.
Here's what he did. He sacrificed a body so that he could stay alive.
Streets need a body.
Take a break. We're back with more of this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Jameis Winston, he's starting for the Giants this week.
It's over, Russell.
It may be
over. It's over, Russ.
It's over, dude.
That's how I got it.
It's over, dude. They tried. Who is the who is the interim coach for the Giants? I don't even know. Do you have any idea?
Kafka. Mike Kafka.
Okay. Russell Wilson, man. You think he's done, or you think he... grab on one more person who's going to try and squeeze something out of that grape?
Well, here's the thing. He's unlike Joe Flacco, he loves his family.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Flacco loves his family. I just say that because he's just been getting beat
up. He doesn't
up.
Like to spend time with his
but
family.
But it seems like he doesn't like to spend time with him.
His kid seems like a bit of a troll. He's wearing Tyreek Hill jerseys when he's right. Playing for the Jets.
They want to meet Tyreek Hill instead of see their dad play.
You're not the cheater.
But yeah, I think it's Rap City for him. Unless he'll fully accept being a backup quarterback.
And then even then, do you want
him
as a backup?
Well, that's the Giants' fault for bringing him in thinking he was going to be a starter.
Right.
Well, I think they did exactly what they wanted. When he drafted,
yeah, but sometimes, Dark. Like, look, there's situations where a veteran comes in, right, and he's playing and he's playing well, so you just stick with it. You know, you look at a situation like Sam Darnold, he wasn't brought in there to be a starter, and he ended up starting and doing really well. So when you see this, when you look at Daniel Jones, you look at Mac Jones, you look at even Joe Flacco, right? A lot of teams are thinking, hey, I can draft a young guy, bring in a vet, and if he doesn't have to play the first year, then we're good. But they must have already knew because they brought in Jameis and they brought in Russ. So, like, they must have already knew. Hopefully one of these two works out.
And there's just a thing with Jameis where it's just like, you know, our team's going to suck. We've lost three of our best players. Just vibes. Everybody likes playing for Jameis. You know, you're going to get the fun speeches every week. You know, you'll win a couple of games. I bet you he wins. Who they play this week? You know who they play this week?
The Packers, who need a win.
This LeFleur. That seat's a little toasty. All of a sudden, you lose a couple games. But, like, is LeFleur the guy? I don't know. Been tough. Can't come up with any points. Very interesting with LeFleur.
LeFleur.
So, we'll see. But the thing with Jameis is, like, yeah, he's just going to bring – you're going to get great speeches, great vibes. Probably 2-2. You know, he's going to get 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Maybe 3-3, maybe 2-3.
30-30.
You know, he's new age Flacco, you know, with a little bit more fun on the speeches. Jameis will be a backup forever, as long as he wants to.
He has a future in whatever he wants.
Yeah, as long as he wants to keep throwing footballs, he'll be around somebody throwing footballs. That's just how
he's going to be the Joe Flacco. He's going to be the new Joe Flacco?
No, he'll be the new Jacoby Brissett.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, he's had more success than Jacoby Brissett.
Has he?
He would go down in history as the only 30 for 30.
Jacoby Brissett came back to earth a little bit this week.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of how it goes.
That is how it goes.
We can name 5 quarterbacks where this happens, right?
Absolutely. You got like a little shine on you and then it runs out.
Because watch the game Jameis has this week.
Sexy
now, the problem is, in fairness to all these guys, right, the problem is that Joe Flacco's throwing to 2 of the top receivers in the league, and nobody else is. I don't care who you put quarterback at Cleveland, who are they throwing to?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Giants. Okay. Right? You can go in as far as – you go to Arizona. Ain't nobody separating.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Like, Harrison Jr., like,
he just got hurt, didn't he? Or something happened.
I think so. But he's not one of those guys that separates. He just catches the ball over everybody. So you got to learn how to throw it to a covered guy.
Oh, he didn't get hurt. He had appendicitis.
Yikes. Oh, man, that sucks. That hurts. Yikes. I had that in college.
Did you?
Yeah.
Emergency? Is there any other kind?
Yeah, well, they could remove it or it could burst and you have to have emergency surgery.
Did they get, so it was just in pain, they got it out before it burst?
Yeah. Crazy. And I'm always like, well, we got a lot of body parts we don't need.
We'll take a break, get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats off a ship is next.
Rats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's off a ship.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sports Talk at WQAM presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
How you doing, guys?
Hola.
Not sure how I feel about the new background. I got to be honest with you. It's a little too not you.
How is it not me?
I don't know. It feels like we stuck in corporate, you know? Like, I don't know. You're more rock and roll. I don't know. It feels like I'm waiting for you to give us an Odyssey tutorial on how not to be silly.
I'm sorry?
What's up with that wall? Why is it so business-like?
How is it business? I don't understand.
Leroy, am I crazy
that.
Here?
It is very...
Cubicle.
Yeah, you very, look like you're in a box.
Yeah, you look like you're in a cubicle.
Well, I'm sorry to say
Does
that.
Does Scooby like it?
Scooby's in another room now, so.
Well, now we know why. He's a rock and roll puppy. What do you have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Well, first we have Sandy Alcantara staying with the Marlins.
Oh, dude.
We have Peter Bendix on MLB Network.
Our boy, Peter Bendix. Some call him Triple B. We won't say what the full name is. You guys can figure it out. All right, but he was on...
Sorry, I just froze.
Oh, it's okay. Peter Bendix was on MLB Network discussing Sandy Alcantara. This was when asked about it by MLB.
Plan for Sandy Alcantara. You've got, he's under contract this year, club option the year after. What's the plan?
You know, Sandy started the season slowly, but really in the second half of the year, we saw the version of him that we know is in there, the version of him that won a Cy Young. I'm really optimistic about what version of him is going to show up next year. And he brings so much to the organization on and off the field. He's a pleasure to watch pitch and a really great human.
Yeah, so he's, you know, he's a number one, you know, worse than number two, depending on, you know, post-surgery. Do you think your winning curve will coincide with him being there?
You know, I think we're trying to be as good as possible as soon as possible. And we're trying to build an organization that compete for the playoffs, compete for the World Series year in and year out. That's been the goal since day one. I think we made tremendous progress as an organization towards that goal this year. I'm excited for us to continue to make progress next year and beyond.
All right. I mean, it's a whole lot of nothing from Peter Bendix. I mean, he did the dance very well over there with who the hell's that guy? That's Brian. What's his name?
Brian Kenny.
Brian Kenny. Yeah. Brian Kenny. He did the dance well. I'm not rats off a ship on Sandy being on the Marlins to start the season. I feel like they got a couple top prospects that are going to come up this year, and then they might feel more comfortable about doing it mid-season, hoping to get a desperate team who wants to bolster. Obviously, there's a little bit of a risk.
Oh, so we can see another Marlin win a chip?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you, dude. But
when are we here is my question in baseball.
When are we where?
Here. So at some point, to win a championship, you need certain types of players.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If every time a player gets to that point where he's a championship player and you get rid of him, when are we here? When are we to the point where, okay, we have a team that can compete? You know, we're just going to.
They were competitive last year.
I don't need them to make trades to bolster those opportunities.
Right.
But if you keep getting rid of your talent, when are you ever going to be there?
Yeah, I would say with him, though, I think, one, they got their two best prospects are probably White and Snelling, who are, like, they think can't-miss pitching guys. So they're going to probably bring him up, put it with Aorty up in the rotation. I mean, if they can get a haul, especially somebody positional that they could bring in for Sandy.
All they're going to get is more prospects.
Well, that's the game, dude. Like, that's the playpen they're in. They don't have money.
No, I understand that, but it still brings me to my point. When are we here? When
they're
are
not
we
there
to
yet.
The point? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
I don't think so. They might be there. Like, they had a good year this year.
Understand everything you're saying, but it just seems like with this team, we've seen more guys go to teams that compete for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, we had those guys. We didn't really get nothing in return, and now we're here. Like, and now you have Sandy. I get the whole thing.
They didn't get nothing in return. Like, for the Jazz trade, though, they didn't get nothing in return. Like, Jazz, they got a really good hitting catcher. And he's not a very good catcher, but he's a really good hitter in Ramirez. Like,
he's a hitter that plays catcher.
They did great with the Rodgers trade. Stowers got hurt at the end of last year. Like, there are building blocks that finally look right. Like they're there, okay, for the fish. Now they either need to put Ramirez over at first base, or they need to find a first baseman who can mash.
Put the catcher. Catcher's hard to find.
It is hard to find.
Especially when, remember back in the day, catcher and shortstop wasn't required to be hitters.
Yes.
And now it's like it's done. Like everybody got a hit.
But I'm not rats off a ship. I think he starts the year with the fish. You?
I'm not rats off a ship, but my rats are concerned.
Skeptical rats.
Yeah, I'm skeptical rats because I don't know.
Rats off a ship.
Like, yeah, you say he's made a lot of good moves, but at some point, those guys are going to have to perform. And mm-hmm. when they do perform, are we in the same situation we were with Sandy? And that, let's see if we can flip this guy for this.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship also.
Dancing rats on the boat. Vlad?
Yeah. I'm rats off a ship.
He wants him on the Yankees.
Of course
I
do.
This is a selfish thing,
though. Of course.
This is just what you're trying to poach him.
So wait a minute. I'm pulling a Tobin? You're upset at me for pulling you, for doing what you would do?
Fair play.
Yeah. I really wanted him. Hey, we not gonna have to shoot Vlad with a tranquilizer gun.
He's been eyeing Sandy for 2 years.
Absolutely.
It's like, when is it time?
And then when you look at so many of these big time teams that spend a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
they've struggled with pitching in the postseason. I mean, the Dodgers
except the Dodgers.
They had no bullpen.
Yeah, but they have every starter known to man.
They got a Shohei.
They got Shohei.
Yeah, well, you know what they did? The last game, they just used all their starters.
Yeah.
They won.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They'll probably go get somebody else, too. I'm just saying, Bendix, go get me the polar bear, dude. 1 year, 30 mil.
You think that guy's going to sign a 1 year, $30 million deal?
I don't know.
I feel like you should face the other side. There you go.
That way?
There you go.
Come on, Bendix. It's getting irresponsible.
That would be like, I'm not signing no 1 year deals.
That's
wasting money.
A lot of players do, though. A lot of players, if they can't get the big deal, like they'll have their agents. They'll be like, all right, just do a 1-1, you know?
Right.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, aside from you, we have somebody else who wants Ja Morant in Miami.
I take umbrage with that. I didn't say I want Ja Morant in Miami.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Why do you do that?
Why do you
say things and then you kind of softly backtrack without fully admitting what you said? You wanted Ja Morant. Stop.
I don't know that I want Ja Morant.
Look how he hides his face, too.
I don't know that I want Ja Morant. I mean, you know, it was.
No, but listen to him. Wiggling.
Well, aside from you, we have Kevin Garnett wanting him here in Miami.
I actually thought Ja to Miami. You know why?
Culture.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm. That makes
Miami
sense.
Miami got some structure.
Yeah.
You just ain't down there doing what the
it might be good
you
for
you. You down there in some real structure. They're making you a professional. Matter of fact, Miami might be one of the last of the Mohicans when it comes to this, bro. You hear what I'm saying? They might be the last to have real culture to where when you come in, you're actually better. That's why I think Boston. Zion need to go, bro.
Boston's Zion, in there too. Boston got culture.
Boston got culture.
Has to get that in there.
But I'm talking about when you see an immediate impact. If Miami gets a summer with you, you come into the year looking better. Your it's body like gonna be better.
Yeah.
Your mentality gonna be better.
Yeah.
Whatever they pumping down in the 305, bro, that's working.
Yeah.
Because you go down there thinking it's one thing, and that structure and that culture, you forget about the ex-players that's in there, that's in the office, the ex-coaches that used to play for the whole system, Quinn, and you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. All those guys, they come from that.
Yeah.
Bro, listen, that's why I would like to see him. Ja needs some structure, some culture of something that's going. He ain't never seen this, right? He ain't never seen this type of front office.
Him and Bam would be a good pairing together.
Man, bro, that'd be scary. Southern boys playing together. They both love basketball. They both are gym junkies. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want.
Wow.
So
he makes a case.
He makes a case,
does he not?
There you go.
What?
Listen.
Very interesting, big
foot
ticket.
On the table now, Tobin?
Wow.
Foot on the table, huh?
Very interesting.
Hey, you know what? I was in until the snake threw in Boston.
Oh, I think that makes me more in.
I didn't hear none of it. I was rats off a ship soon as he said that. Because in no way, shape, or form is Heat culture like Boston culture.
It was so great that Paul Pierce had to sit through that soliloquy, and he's just like, Boston has a culture too, Kevin.
Y'all have had what? They've had four coaches in the time that Spo has been the coach.
They've had Doc, Brad Stevens, Ime Udoka.
Yeah, their four coaches are pretty damn
four
good.
Four coaches.
Yeah, Udoka got horny.
Yeah.
They had to let him go.
Stevens decided to become general manager.
Stevens are getting general manager, and then Mazzulla.
And Doc's time was done, and Mazzulla won a title. Okay.
Right. So, what are we talking about?
They have a winning culture. That's what he's trying to say as well.
Do they though? Like, what is their identity?
Do you have here? question. Don't do that. Do you have a winning culture because you won?
You have a winning culture. You have a winning culture because you've won, and every coach that has joined your team has continued winning.
Where's our culture Doc, this year?
Right, we Doc since Spo has been the head coach. Doc won, right?
Yeah.
Brad Stevens won.
I think he won the year before he became coach, didn't he?
Well, he got to the finals. He was winning.
He did get to the finals.
Brad Stevens was winning. Just couldn't beat LeBron, right?
Well.
Just couldn't get past the Eastern Conference.
It's not winning, though.
Ime was winning.
Spo beat him
He was
more.
Just too horny.
He was too horny.
And Mazzulla's been winning, and he actually won an NBA title. And been to two NBA finals.
Injury ring, though.
It's not like Heat culture, but they have a winning culture. So if he wants to say he needs to be in a winning culture, he could point out.
Why wouldn't Paul Pierce mention Boston then?
He doesn't want to lose his tickets. He doesn't want to lose access.
I mean, you know, Kevin Garnett's like, he's sitting here and Paul Pierce's like, shut up.
Shut up. Stop being so nice to them.
Not rats off a ship, just because it was a great take. I don't necessarily know if I want Ja Morant. But I do appreciate.
Oh, you're such a liar.
I do appreciate a good argument. Great job by Kevin Garnett. Not rats off a ship, Leroy.
I told you I'm rats off a ship as soon as he said Boston. Mm.
Wait, are you rats off a ship for him having Ja go to Miami, or you're just rats off the ship because he just mentioned Boston? Because that was the question. The question was, is Miami?
I'm rats off a ship because here's the thing. Most of the guys that come to Miami, and this is what Miami has been good with, already have that Heat culture in them, right? They don't have any reclamation projects that they bring in. And to say that Ja would fit Heat culture, you're saying that the Heat would have to fix him. And I don't want to take a chance hoping that they could fix him, because if they can't and he still does boneheaded things and childish things, then the price that you would have to pay for him is going to set you back.
That's another thing too. Like this is one of those where, like, if the price is right, and I don't know, I understand Memphis would want to haul for him because he's their guy. And I'm just like, I don't know. Again, it kind of goes to the whales that are out there right now, the so-called whales, everybody has either baggage or big question marks. And if these teams are like, hey, we want the Desmond Bane deal, I'm like, no, thank you. Just no.
So let's put it this way. Who would you think it would be closer to Heat culture that wouldn't require as much work? Zion or Ja?
Ja would take less.
Oh, man, they're both immature.
Right. Yeah, but one can't eat. Tobin, I'm going to put this to you because you're the one that changes with the win.
That's not true.
Think of the assets you're going to have to give up. Now let me ask you, is it worth it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that if there was one that I could see flaming out and they're just like, hey, just take him, I think it would be Zion. And if you're telling me if I could take Zion on a flyer, then, yeah, I would be interested in that.
With Desmond Bane going for what he did.
Yeah, like, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up that much for him. I'm not.
And he signed a max extension, too?
His extension's a little wonky, though, because he has a lot of outs because of his injury past. Like, that's...
Again.
Ja is...
That injury past, doing knucklehead stuff.
Yeah, he's immature.
Come on, man.
He's a small guard.
You would sign up for that?
It would, again, it would have to be, like, if... I'm not saying the Norman Powell deal, because it's probably unrealistic, but if there's a... Is there a path where it's, like, a player and a pick... I'd think about it. I think there's think about it for the Ja Morant.
He misses a lot of games to injury too.
That's a serious concern. Explosiveness, small guard.
You got the double whammy: injuries and knucklehead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of these,
and just think of what you just got past, and think of I remember the words of Pat Riley. He said, "I need active participants."
True.
And you gonna sign a guy with those issues?
But has he ever been in Heat shape, though?
No, he's never. But he's a small dude now.
I mean, small guys can be in shape, and they, you know, he still can go.
I mean, no, but I'm saying he still breaks down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's never, to me, as great and athletic as he is, I don't think he's ever been like
his body has.
I think
never
ideally
been,
with
right,
the,
you know what I'm saying,
and I think ideally with this team, the thing they really honestly need, they need more rebounding off the bench. Like if you're talking about things that are real fits for this team,
and
like
Zion's not a rebounder,
and that's yeah, I don't think either of those guys are necessarily like I know everyone's gonna look to the Heat and they're like they need the go to guy, and I'm like
here besides the name. And the highlight reels that they produce.
Mm-hmm.
From a Heat perspective, are those guys with who you have going to have to give up? Are those guys going to be the difference makers?
No, not if you have to give up Bahal.
Have the same problems.
Yeah, not if you have to give up Bahal. If there's a Norm Powell-ish, you know, hey, just get it off our hands. We don't want to deal with it anymore. Then, yeah, of course, I think
that somebody wants to get rid of.
I think that's, of course, a thing the Heat will listen to if there's a deal that's too good to be true. But I think if you're asking to give up Kalel, and if it's the Kalels, the Wares, the Jaimes, plus one of your salaries,
why would you give up rebounding? Like, you don't give up rebounding.
I'm just
for
saying.
A point guard?
I'm just saying. Like, if those are the stipulations, right. I think the Heat are going to be super. I don't think the Heat are doing it for guys like that.
I think for at question some marks. Point they might add a pure rebounder, like a guy that comes off the bench for another team and he's a bona fide rebounder. And then you can keep Kalel moving forward and then have some other kind of rebound. Because they tried to do it with Vlad Goldin, right?
Yeah, he's just not ready.
Goldin.
Right. Goldin. Okay.
Vladislav.
Better.
So you see what I mean? So, like, When you make trades, at least trade somebody that fits, you know, what you need. Because they have scoring, right? They have three-point shooting. The thing that they don't have is rebounding. And, you know, Kalel is coming along, but when Kalel's not in the game, you look god-awful small.
Yeah. And I don't know, and I don't know who the guys are that are out there right now available that like fit right. That mold. That's rare. I think everybody wants more rebounding and size, and I don't know like who's going to become available. But that's
just a guy like they have guys, and it's crazy because you see teams with guys on the court, all they do is rebound. They don't score no points.
Mm-hmm.
They just get a couple of offensive rebounds and putbacks. That's how they score. We don't have that guy.
We're up against it. Got to take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.